Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
This is God's confession. Let us make man in our image. Did he not know the man was going to fall? Yes, he knew the man was going to fall. He already had a plan. He talked it over in the council rooms of heaven. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm going to make a creature. I'm going to put him down there to work with me. I'm going to put a will in him. But I'm going to make him a creature of blood so that I can save him. I'm going to put his life in his blood, and I'm going to put him in an earth suit, an earthen vessel, so that a life can be poured out for a life. I'm going to make a plan of redemption. If one will go and live in a perfect way in a clay suit, I can pour out a perfect lifeblood for him. And the Bible tells us that Jesus offered himself, Hebrews chapter 10, 9 and 10, through the eternal spirit. And it tells us in 2 Peter, Christ was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Christ said, Jesus said, I'll go. He said, I'll make the declaration. I'll put my word out. Let us make man in our image. Let us make a dam. Dam means blood, a creature of blood. Everybody said, what's a man? What's a man? What's a man? What's an Adam? My Adam, my Adam. Probably they spoke Hebrew. My Adam, what's a man? What's a man? I think angels gossip. Here's why. Let's listen to this one. Psalm chapter 8 and verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, I got one question. Ma Adam, what is a man that thou art mindful of him? What is this creature that you had him in your mind? What is the son of man that you visit him? Oh Lord, we've always had to go visit you. Now you go down there to earth and call on him every evening. Verse 5, you have made him a little lower than the angels, King James says, but that word in the Hebrew is Elohim. Oh God, you made him just a little lower than Elohim. Elohim is the plural word for God. It means God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The only order they'd ever known was God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the archangels, the angels. But now here's one God slips in between the angels and God. They didn't even know the spot was open. Isn't God democratic? No, not at all. He does not always promote from within. Bless the Lord. Just because you're the oldest Christian on the block doesn't mean you got the most reward either. Glory, moving right along. God, you made him just a little lower than Elohim, and God, you crowned him. There came a day when God created man that he stepped off his throne and put a crown on him. What was the crown made of? Lord, you crowned him with glory. Not of diamonds, not of gold. God paved streets with gold. God took of the most valuable heavenly substance, and before all creation, he walked over and he crowned the man with glory. The glory of God is God himself. It's his presence manifest. And the presence of God set upon man as his crown and as his covering. And he moved and walked and talked with God every day until the fateful day. Satan came and tested his will. When he tested his will, you know the story, the man fell. When I was teaching these things one day, I was preparing to go to church and teach them, and I heard a voice. I was looking into my mirror, combing my hair. I heard a voice coming over my shoulder, and he said, do you know Romans 3:23? My first reaction was, thank God it's one I know. And I was raised Baptist, and Baptists lead people to Jesus down the Roman road. That's our first stop, Romans 3:23. So I turned around and quoted it to the Lord. I said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory." He said, "That's what happened in the fall." He said, "I crowned the man with my glory. He sinned and fell short of the glory." I almost swooned because I saw the fall. I saw the Father, grand and glorious, here, and I saw the man fall down into the clutches of Satan in darkness and death. There was a great gulf fixed. And I saw that God was here, glorious, and the man couldn't reach him. And God said to me, the first reaction of any man toward a fallen son is to clasp him to his bosom. But he said, had I done so, I would have destroyed him. The Bible says our God is a consuming fire. What does he consume? Sin. The man had become sin and death. And he said, if I had reached for him and I had clasped him to my bosom, I would have destroyed mankind, and my word that I had put forth that I would make him into my image, Satan would have defeated and he would have become God. Oh my. I saw the great separation between God. He showed me a vision of my oldest son. And he said, what if you could not touch him? For if you touched him, you would consume him. You would burn him up. And I felt God's pathos. And I heard Satan. He had the man that God bragged about that he was going to put in charge of everything. Ha, 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 ha. Satan laughed. I used to be in charge and I'll be in charge again. For I have foiled God. I've got the man down here, dark and sin and death like me. And he said to God, what are you going to do now? 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 And I saw God not answer him. I swooned from it. He said, that's what happened in the fall in a nutshell. I crowned him with glory. He fell from glory. I swooned when I saw all this. He revived me with the scripture from Hebrews. But the captain of your salvation shall lead many sons into glory. I got two scriptures. We'll read them fast, okay? If you ever turn to 1 Corinthians fast in your life, you turn fast today. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. We'll get to 2 Corinthians tonight. Folks, you're going to like it. I hope you come back. Because you are going to like where we're going. And we're going to get there fast now. So you get your duds on this week and come to church. And don't do it because your wife makes you. Just get your little will and say, I'm going to will to go. Think about Satan. He crossed God's will. Think about Jesus. He said, I am come to do thy will. That's what you're for. To do his will. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That means mature. It's not the wisdom of this world nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. God's plans are called mysteries. It's a Greek word, mysterion. The Bible speaks of several of them. There is the mystery of Israel. The Bible speaks of it in the book of Romans. There is the mystery of iniquity. But there is, thank God, the mystery of the church. And this is it. I cannot stand this. Because we're coming here now. Verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature. Did you know this church is almost 2,000 years old? We ought to be able to talk about this. We speak wisdom among them that are mature. It's not the wisdom of this world nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. I saw Satan down here. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? I saw God up here and he didn't answer him. But he had a box. Here, a door. The Bible said he hid this mystery. The Old Testament doesn't really reveal it all. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John doesn't reveal it all. The mystery of the church was not revealed until Paul came along. And Paul speaks about it and he says in another scripture it was hidden in God. And I saw this door in God. Now I didn't see God. I don't know how to tell you this. But anyway, there was a door. And it was marked. Top secret. And Satan kept trying to convince himself he'd won, but he saw that door. Wonder what he's got up his sleeve. But he never can win over God. Don't forget it. Don't become negative because of what you see about you in this world. Bless the Lord. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained when? Before the world. Before he ever made Adam. Why did he make this plan, this mystery? What was the purpose of it? Let's read it. Unto our glory. The Amplified Bible says this mystery is to lift us back up into the presence of God's glory. Yes. Having to hold myself back. Now, verse 8. None of the princes of this world knew this. Satan, his henchmen, the high priest, none of them, they didn't know it. For had they known it, they would not have crucified, is a blood word. God put us in earthen vessels that the blood could be poured out. They never would have let a drop of that blood come down. Had they known it, they would not have crucified who? The Lord of glory. Last scripture. Colossians. Paul talks about this mystery in every book. Oh, glory. I'm going to get to be on the daily TV show. I don't know when, but Gloria said she wants me to teach on the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. And the book of Ephesians says that the place of the church is forever and ever in the face of God and his glory, glorified creatures going about all the universes, working with God. Here's the mystery put very succinctly. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which hath been hid. Remember, God kept his secret? From ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God wills to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is, here's the mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? He didn't tell him the mystery, but the mystery was to send the anointed one, the Christ, the Mashiach, from heaven with blood in his veins. The Lord of glory would pour it out. And then when he poured it out, would be a life for a life. And a man who would believe him, Christ, the anointed one, God himself would come into that man at the new birth and become his hope of attaining the absolute glorification of God. Degree by degree, the Spirit changes us from glory to glory to glory to glory. And soon he comes and we'll be very near. I'm telling you, folks, we'll be ready for the rapture. And there'll be the final cap sheaf of glory, the bodily redemption. Woo! Glory. Pastor. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.